This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about much ado about nothing, really, when it comes right down to it. But it's going to be the next presentation with the Adrian Shakespeare Company. Happy to have on the show with me to talk more about the one that they're doing this year, Much Ado About Nothing, is the producer of the show, John McNaughton. John, it's good to have you back on the show again.
Thank you, Dale. Glad to be here.
And also the director, Stephen Kersey. Stephen, it's good to have you back as well.
Thank you, Dale. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, this is kind of like what has taken off from the first Shakespeare show that you did last year. And wow, did you have a tremendous reaction.
Yeah, it was
just amazing that the amount of people that you had.
Yeah, we were thrilled with the turnout. Even in spite of the weather, people came
and
seemed to really enjoy it. The feedback's been terrific.
So thus, it says, well, we need to do another one, right, Stephen?
Right. And we've added a performance date this year. So we're playing four performances rather than three performances.
Excellent.
Like last year.
So the performances are going to be when then, Stephen?
July 31st, Thursday, July 31st, Friday, August 1st, Saturday, August 2nd. Those performances are at 6:30 in the evening. And then Sunday, August 3rd at 2:30 in the afternoon.
And it's going to be held at the same location again?
Trestle Park and Adrian.
Okay. And it's such a great place to be able to have something like this, John.
Oh, it's an ideal location.
Yeah.
That stage is just perfect, and that lawn and the river right there, and then that big bridge that crosses over, which a lot of people watched the show last summer from that bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And said it was great. They loved it up there.
Yeah. So for those who didn't go to the performance last year, now this is all, is everybody mic'd and everything, so you'll be able to hear the actors on the on the stage there?
Yes.
Yeah.
We Red Letter Productions does all the sound for us, and they're just excellent. And the sound was a dream, really. It was ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could hear without any strain. It was great.
Good. What made you decide on this particular Shakespeare production, Much Ado About Nothing, Stephen?
Well, I'm not really sure. Other than we wanted to do a comedy again. And so Much Ado About Nothing is one of Shakespeare's famous comedies. We're calling it the original rom-com, which it is. It has all those elements of a contemporary rom-com. It's a love story about their two romantic relationships. The main relationship is between Beatrice and Benedick, who will be played by Emily Gifford and Scott Leake. And they begin the play not liking each other and both of them swearing off marriage. And, of course, by the end of the play, I'm not giving anything away, they've been tricked into realizing that they do love each other and that they do want to get married. So that's the main romantic storyline. And the second romantic storyline is between Claudio and Hero, who are a young, naive boy and girl who fall in love. They're being played by Max Ruff and Kylie McElfresh. And they fall in love at first sight, but their romance is a little rockier because due to the nefarious activities of Don John, played by Justin Colrus, he makes Claudio believe that Hero is unfaithful to him. And so on their wedding day, Claudio denounces Hero and refuses to marry her. Hence, Much Ado About Nothing.
Well, that really helps explain, the title of the play, So that thank you for doing that, Stephen. So when you present this show, is this done in the dialect of Shakespeare or how is that done, Stephen?
Well, I do the adaptation and for the most part, I keep Shakespeare's words unless there are language that is no longer used today or phrases that people wouldn't relate to today. I would say 90% of the dialogue is original to Shakespeare. This show has a lot more prose than poetry. Mm-hmm. That's the way Shakespeare wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in some ways that makes it a little more easy to understand. But yes, it's this is the play that Shakespeare wrote.
Yeah. So that it'll be presented. Go ahead, John.
Well, I was going to say, I think you shortened it a bit.
Yeah, there are things that I have cut. I cut some extraneous stuff that might have been that might have gone over very well in Elizabethan England, but today it's like we don't need to hear that again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to understand.
Yeah.
So the show itself is about how long?
Well, it'll be a 2-hour evening, a good 2-hour evening. We're going to have an intermission this year that'll add a little extra time to the
to the
evening, but.
One of the fun things that Steve decided to do is we moved the setting to the 1970s, so it's in the disco era, and there is
and we're using lots of disco music to bridge scenes, and in the play there's a party scene that Shakespeare wrote. They all go to a party and they all wear masks. And so in the party scene, our cast will be dancing the hustle.
Ah!
Do the hustle.
Hey, I love it. Yeah. That's great.
That's right.
But that was a great idea about putting into the 70s era, and with pretty much the 70s was known for the disco music and everything. So, I mean, how did you come up with that?
Well, that's all Steven?
Well, I was just kind of working one day, and I had some music on, and the song Disco Inferno came on, and I thought, Disco Inferno? And it kind of took me back, and like, wow. And I just thought, ooh, what if we put disco music to Much Ado About Nothing? I wanted to do the show this year in modern dress anyway, and I was trying to struggling. How do we do this in a contemporary? And so it's going to be vintage clothing.
Yeah,
Pam Adair is our costumer, and she's doing a great job of pulling together lots of 70s costumes. So it's not only going to sound like the 70s with the disco music, but it's going to look like the 70s with the costumes that everybody will be wearing.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I think that's going to be an added incentive to come and see this, John.
Oh, yeah. And I think the audience should be prepared for a little disco dancing.
All right.
There's a couple of opportunities during the show where the audience can get up and dance.
All right.
Yeah.
It'll be a disco party.
All right. When it comes to the staging and the what you have there at on the stage, I mean, what type of things are you going to be having, John?
Well,
or if anything,
Doug Miller is designing the scenery, and you know, that's one of the kind of nice things about Shakespeare is the scenery isn't as critical to the action. It's more just a background. So, and that stage is outdoors. There's, you know, it's not really built to be a theatrical place, so
right.
It works well to have the scenery that Doug is designing for it. We'll have, it's fun. We're going to be building it on Saturday, right? Is that right? Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so
excellent.
Come on down.
Yes, yeah, come on and see it take shape.
Yeah.
Who are some of the other actors that are going to be in the play?
Well, Mark Heyer from Tecumseh is, and he was in last year's production. He will be returning this year. He's playing Leonato, the owner of the disco.
I love it.
Shakespeare's probably turning over.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you seem to have people. I know last year you had a lot of people from all over the place that were part of the cast.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people from last year. We have, Max Ruff is from Sylvania. Maria Moeller's from Lambertville.
We have A.J. from over near Milan.
Milan, right.
We have people from all kind of. We have Sam Spalding is coming from Toledo area.
McNamee is from Tecumseh. Mark Heyer, I think, is Adrian.
No, Mark is Tecumseh.
He's Tecumseh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
There's some area people, area actors that are going to be participating in this too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Correct. And we have a cast of 19 people, and coming kind of from all over southeastern Michigan in a way.
Yeah.
And about half the cast was in last year's production, and the other half are brand new to us this year. Not necessarily not new to theater, but new to Adrian Shakespeare Company.
Right, right.
And they're all doing a fantastic job. I might be a little biased, but last night, Jessica Briggs from Hudson is our choreographer, and she taught the finale, which is Disco Inferno. And they all look so great. The entire cast is dancing at the end of the show to Disco Inferno, and it looked fantastic.
But, you know, I think, because when you talk about Shakespeare, some people may shy away from that. But knowing that it's going to be put in the time of the 70s, where you have the 70s look and the music, too, that might make some decisions, say, well, you know, maybe I should try this out anyway.
Yeah, I think people are surprised. Certainly last year, you know, people, it was hilarious. There was, I mean, Peter Crist alone was hilarious. And this year is the same thing. You know, they have the clowns in the show, and they are, you know, that's what they're there for, is for the laughs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah, again, there's something for everybody. There's romance, of course. There's intrigue. There's a plot to foil the Hero and Claudio love plot. The police officers are the clowns of the show. They're so inept that it's funny, and yet they're the ones that solve the crime, in a sense. They get to the bottom of the nefarious plot. So there's lots of humor. There'll be dancing. There's romance. There's disco music. There's something for everyone. And that's kind of our goal in the Adrian Shakespeare Company. We want to present Shakespeare in an accessible way, so that people that might have had a negative experience in high school, struggling through reading those plays and what do they mean, and or they think of those very heavily costumed productions.
Right. Yeah.
We want to make Shakespeare accessible and fun, and doesn't mean we're always going to do a comedy necessarily, but we want to make Shakespeare accessible to everybody. And it's a free event. I want to make sure that it's free.
You read my mind, Stephen. I was going to ask you that. What's going to be the admission? And it is free.
It's a free event. Four performances are totally free. People should bring either lawn chairs or a blanket to sit on, because there's no seating. They come out, sit in the area in front of the stage if they want to. They can bring in a picnic basket with their refreshments. And
I would bring an umbrella just for the sun in case, you know, it is August.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, you know, it is, sunshine is a lot later, you know, just during this time of the year, too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this sounds really great. So, once again, as our time is running out here, that let's mention once again when Much Ado About Nothing is going to be performed.
Well, it opens Thursday, July 31st at 6:30. And then we have Friday and Saturday at 6:30. And then on Sunday, August 3rd, it's at 2:30.
Okay.
And it's about 2 hours, maybe a little longer with the intermission.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a good time and a great presentation of Much Ado About Nothing. So when the people do come, where can we suggest for them with parking?
Well, they can park in the parking lots by the courthouse. There's all those parking lots up there by the jail and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something they should consider, because it's a little bit of a walk from there.
Yeah.
A lot of times people can come on the other side of the park, down Grand Street, which ends in a little traffic circle right by the stage. And so if you have someone who it would be difficult for them to walk, that's a nice place to drop them off and then go park.
Excellent.
And there is a disabilities seating area that's built into the park system there.
Right. So it is ADA accessible.
Right.
Okay.
So there's a ramp, and there's a place for people
wheelchairs whatever. Yeah.
Excellent. But that was a good thing to bring up in case people are saying, you know, I might have that difficulty in coming to the
Long walk, but it's a little bit of a walk.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just enough that if you have difficulty walking, you might.
But the, yeah. But the Grand Street entrance is the best place to go if you have, you know, if you don't want to do a walking or have you're in a wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sounds great. Yeah. Much Ado About Nothing, free at the Adrian's Trestle Park. And, of course, come on out and enjoy. Have a good time. Looking forward to it. I hope a lot of people will mark it on their calendar and make sure that they come on out. And the producer of the show, John McNaughton, thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
And Stephen Kersey, the director, thank you so much as well.
Well, thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.